Welcome to Ike Live here at the Bassmaster Classic 50th anniversary. We have a great cast with us today that I'm really excited about. We got BTC down at the end with the headset on. And the glasses. Why are you wearing those glasses, bro? Don't worry about it. We got our, for Bass University, for professional edge, sales professional, Charles Dougherty. What up? How are you, man?
I'm awesome.
With the classic. It's great to have you. Nothing.
It's good to be here.
A lot of opportunity all over here.
A lot of opportunity. A lot of people. Yeah. Talking.
Yep.
That's what you hate, buddy. Fans.
That's cool, man. It's awesome. You are a hit. Everybody loves Charles.
That's not true at all.
And we've got Jeff Little, the marketing manager for Torquedo Trolling Motors, business development, kayak specialist, you name it. Our guy, here to talk about an amazing motor and an amazing boat. Guys, we are here in the Brian Boat Build. I told you it was a great idea to bring this boat to the classic. Yes, you did. It's been great. It's been a hit. Everybody walking by, everybody's checking out the boat. They're loving it. From the marine mat to the sound system. But I promise you, every single person goes to the transom and checks out that torpedo. Everybody that's walked by.
A lot of interest.
Yep.
People want to know how many horsepower, how fast does it go?
Yep.
And there's a lot of options there. You know, that's a cruise 2.0. Look, it's raising up. Who's playing with that?
That's me.
Is that a jackpot?
That is a jackpot. We are definitely loaded
on
this boat. You've got TH Marine products from coast to coast. So many great things on it, but none more impressive than the motor. This is a 5-horsepower motor.
Yep.
Is it gonna help on pad, bro? Not quite, but you know, it is a heavy boat for small boats, so yeah, but it moves a good man, better than anything else in my area.
So explain heavy. What's it decked out with? I mean, some of the viewers know, obviously, but it's aluminum decking, right?
That's right, yeah. Aluminum built.
is no witness boat whatsoever. Except for the balls of crankbaits.
Okay. And that's 4,000 black sandals, right?
Not I. That's very expensive. You can get rid of the balls of crankbaits too, because Fritz just told us that the monkeys are better and we can use plastic now. Yeah, what happened? Well, I don't know. They won 3 professional tournaments on that bait.
That's it?
Seems like a pretty good bait just this year.
I guess someone's start throwing it high.
Yeah, might have to think about changing my outfit. But the Torquedo is an amazing product. It has, it's delivering so much power. It's got technology that, man, we're just getting exposed to. It's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the motor. Well, it's not a trolling motor. A lot of people add that, you know, that name and it's more powerful than a trolling motor. It's a very high torque motor. Your basic design of any electric motor, whether it's a little fan to cool off your laptop, or trolling motor, or any other, you know, electric motor, you have your copper coils, magnet that goes in the middle, you apply electricity, magnet spins, and anything fixed to it, whether it's a propeller blade, or fan, or whatever, actuator, or whatever you got. When they invented this, they inverted that relationship. Instead of the magnet in the middle, they put a bell housing with lots of magnets around the outside. So more magnets, more torque. But the magnets they use are not the ferrite magnets you have in the trolling motor. The rare earth magnets, which are crazy expensive, but they're also 6 times more powerful per weight. So again, another magnification of torque. What do you do with all that torque? You get a propeller that is longer than you would have normally, and more aggressively pitched. So a trolling motor prop is about like that. The Torquedo prop is really aggressively pitched. So every revolution that you have, it's biting off big chunks of water. And what that means is that you're able to take a fairly heavy, you know, load and just move it, whether it's against current or wind, or you got 2 or 3 big guys in the boat, it doesn't matter, it'll handle it.
30 packs of founders in
there. In terms of speeds, I kind of like the, I mean, Brian's explained it to folks that have walked up a couple times.
Yes.
this weekend, you know, in terms of what speed and in terms of the weight balance and why, you know, you have the Torqueedo lithium battery in the back, but you have some other batteries that you put here.
Right,
and that was intentional.
Yeah.
But talk about where you stand in the boat and what that means in terms of adjustments of what type of speeds you're getting.
So when we were building the boat, my initial plan was to put all the batteries in the boat, in the back compartment, like a bass boat would have.
Right.
That's just my thought process here. And when Jeff came to help us set up the Torqueedo, he explained to me how the boat really needs to be flat in the water. It needs to be level. If you're back end is heavy, you've got a lot of drag, and that's really going to slow the boat down.
Right.
And, you know, he's saying you'll put a styrofoam cup behind the boat and it'll follow you around the lake, just from all the drag. So, right off the bat, took his advice and we changed our plan and moved, and we had to pull a lot of wiring and move a lot of wiring, but we pulled them all up front, or I should say middle of the boat here, so there's three batteries there for the 36 volt four trucks, and then there's a house battery for all the fun stuff, you know, the electronics, the live well, the stereo,
and that's back here.
That's all middle of the boat.
That's all middle of
the boat. So there's a lot of weight in the middle of the boat, the back of the boat. All that has is the 24 volt Torqueedo battery, which weighs 53 pounds.
Holy smokes, that's nothing.
So you've basically gone from where it's riding at rest, you know, like this, to kind of shovel,
right,
kind of nose down, but then you have the stern squat of the motor once it kicks in and it levels out.
Stern squat.
Yeah, it just
sounds
right. It does.
Hey, stern squat.
Forward a little bit, go to 5.5.
come up to here where the pedestal seat is. Now we're doing 5/8, 6 miles an hour. Get up here and hang my feet off the front of the boat. Hang 10.
Titanic style.
That boat's plowing, and now we're doing over 6 miles an hour, close to 6.5. Two dudes in the boat, but that's how that weight shift added a mile an hour to the boat. So that was, that's
to Ram Post is Brian the Carpenter.
But I've seen them go to 7.8. And all the guys that were on the stage here earlier this week from the BASS Nation Kayak Series, the first one, a lot of guys came up on stage and mentioned Torquedo, and that really made me feel good to see that we have that core base of, you know, of kayak anglers that really know that it's something that, you know, allows you to pre-fish efficiently, cover a lot of ground, get to your spots quick, and even when the, you know, if you're, we have rough weather, and when you have a lot of wind, or if they release the, you know, they released up on Logan Martin, they released some gates, and there were guys that stayed in the river and fished.
Yeah.
And to be able to stay in a, you know, 6 mile an hour current and put your jig in that eddy right there, you need that much torque. You need that kind of power.
No one's pedaling or paddling into that. That's fast, because, you know, a lot of guys, you know, don't, what's all at 6-7 miles an hour? They might not be impressed, but if you're fishing in a trolling motor only scenario, which a lot of lakes all around the country have limitations, no horsepower, no gas.